Q94, your Mountain Rock coaches shows continue as we head on into Texas County. Talk with a head coach of the Houston Tigers today, right here on the Mountain Rock Q94. We've got the one and only Coach Sloan. How we doing, man?
I'm good, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. Here we are, week four. Last week, who did you have last week?
We had Salem last week.
Salem, and picked up a nice victory. Did everything kind of – did what you've seen on film, is that kind of what you got when you guys got down there?
Yeah, that's kind of what we got. And they turned the ball over opening series, and first play, we get it right back to them. So it started out really quick, and then they ended up turning the ball over again, and our freshman Tucker Vinn scooped and scored from about 80 out. And, you know, that kind of set the tone for the rest of the game. And I thought we played well in all three aspects of the game, the offense, defense, special teams. And, you know, assignment football, we did a whole lot better job last week doing that and rallying to the football and getting it tackled. So, overall, I was just pretty pleased with how we played.
Well, tonight, week four, it looks like, oh, yeah, your neighbors, Kabul.
Yeah, going down there. It's their homecoming. So I have heard they're honoring the 1968 state champions. So, you know, that's pretty neat. And I obviously, being from there, I had some teachers growing up that was on that team. So, you know, I'll probably get to see some familiar faces. But, you know, pretty cool anytime you can bring a group back like that.
Is it odd going back to your stomping grounds, your alma mater?
You know, it used to be. I mean, now it's. I mean, this is home. That's where I'm from, kind of deal. Obviously, still know a lot of those people. My parents still live in the same place that I grew up. So, you just head south of town, head to the dairy farm. But you know, it's not so weird anymore. I mean, it, when you see all the blue, it kind of throws back a memory. But you know, it's business trip, so we're not going to give out too many hugs and talk a whole lot. We're going to focus on what we got to do to get out of there with a victory and hopefully just take care of business.
What do you see out of Kabul 2025 version? What are you seeing out of them?
You know, I think they're improved. They got some kids that play hard, got some good-looking kids, some kids that look like they spent some time in the weight room that, you know, they've provided some matchup issues for some teams. It sounds like they might be just a little bit dinged up, but you know, they got some kids defensively. If we don't get them blocked, we're going to be hurting a little bit. So we really emphasize that, and you know, we're just going to have to again continue to rally the ball and not give up big plays and get a tackle.
Well, I mean, you know, we're sneaking up on that halfway point, and are you seeing kind of what you thought you would see out of the conference?
I think so. You know, it's a brutal conference on any given night. You know, who knows on any given night? You got the Thayer, the Liberty. It comes down to right there at the end of the ball game. And I mean, I think there's several teams that could beat each other on any given night. So you better bring it. I mean, there's not a game on the schedule that you can just say, man, we're going to just coast through this one and get to the next. So you better stay healthy, take care of the football, and just try to eliminate mistakes and give yourself a shot to compete at the end of the night.
Right on. Hey, everybody, Coach Sloan with the Houston Tigers again. That game's right here on Q94, 7 p.m. kickoff, Houston at Kabul. Coach, we appreciate you taking the time out, and we'll visit with you next week.
All right, thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
You betcha.